Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
So how you guys been?
I'm good. How about you?
Pretty good. We've been enjoying a few days without Vivian here. She's been at camp, and so a lot of date nights lately. So it's been we've been it's I would compare it to like feel like we're in college again, where you can keep late nights and
Oh my gosh.
just be completely irresponsible. So yeah, we're in the middle of that right now. What
Amazing. Walk
about
around
you,
the house
Caleb?
naked and all that
That's
stuff.
right.
Yeah, things are good. Nothing too crazy. Like I said, Reese's birthday is today, so she turned 7. So
Yes.
it's kind of crazy how time
Happy
flies, but
birthday,
that's what
Reese.
happens. So yeah. Well, I'm good. I mean, since the last time I joined the three of you, I actually have met Caleb in person because we had a great
Yep.
surprise
Yes.
party to celebrate Jay and Katie's 20th wedding anniversary in Grand Haven, Michigan. That was a good party. I really enjoyed it.
Yep.
It was a
Thank
good
you for
time.
coming, both of you.
Yeah, no, it was great. Well, I'm super happy that like I said, to meet Caleb in real life. Yeah, so it was a good excursion. And I have to say, I enjoyed listening to last week's episode about Dream concerts. You guys actually picked some really great choices. And I thought it was interesting that all three of you had Queen
Yes.
one way or another. So that was pretty cool. So amazing.
Yep. So, well, we're back. And yeah, like I'm Jay, and joined as always by Caleb and Rob. So before we jump into this week's, which is we're doing movies that we missed, or movies that we, what are we calling it? The movies that
Movies
you haven't
everyone
seen
else
that
has
everyone's
seen but
seen.
you.
Everyone else has seen but you. So I thought a quick way to jump into this is, so what is a movie as a kid that you'd seen a lot? Like, just so we could start talking about movies and what we do like. Mine was Back to the Future. Didn't matter if it was one, two, or three. It's kind of the like what's brought on that this whole retro futurism thing, to look back at that sort of stuff. And that was one of my favorites as a kid. What about you guys?
Caleb's thinking about it.
Yeah,
So Back to
go
the
for it.
Future is definitely in there. I will say, like, the movies that you end up like rewatching a lot, like back when like cable TV first started in like the 80s, like I felt like I remember one summer it felt like The Lost Boys was on like every day. You know, the Kiefer Sutherland vampire movie. So like that one I actually really loved, and I mean, I still love it as an adult, right? Like, so The Lost Boys was one, Back to the Future was another. I still love Back to the Future. I was just referencing it yesterday. It's actually like a perfect movie in terms of story structure. But I loved like The Goonies and Monster
Oh
Squad.
yeah, I was gonna mention Goonies.
You know, so those were like, yeah. So apparently, if it has a monster or some sci-fi element, that was my jam.
Some of the other ones I thought of were like The Never Ending Story, or even like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Thought those were a couple that
That's
I'd
actually a
seen a
movie
lot
I've
as a
never
kid.
seen before.
The original
That is
Willy
not on my
Wonka.
list.
The one with Gene
Honorable
Wilder.
mention. I guess we're skipping right to the honorable mentions. I've never seen Willy Wonka.
Okay.
Wow.
Any version of it? Because there's like four
Any
different
version of it. I
renditions.
feel like,
Oh
and I
my
guess I
goodness.
like, so it's funny because like
Rob.
it's totally like outside of my mind mindset. Like I didn't even put it on my list of movies. Like
Okay.
I never even thought of it. Like
I
it's
want to
like,
watch it with you. And I think the best one to watch is actually the new Timothée Chalamet one. Like the one where he plays
Okay,
Willy
not
Wonka.
Gene
Not the Gene
Wilder?
Wilder.
Gene Wilder is iconic, but it's kind of like you watch it now, it's kind of creepy. I think you should watch both. They actually
Okay.
complement each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that's funny. That's funny.
I know. I'm like, see, but that's the thing. Okay, so like everybody's had a movie that they have never seen before. So,
This leads perfectly into our topic.
right. So like, we're skipping over what Caleb what we watched as a kid for a second here,
Yeah,
but
sorry,
like,
buddy.
yeah, you know. So my so Julie, who listens, has never seen Casablanca, which is to me
Sure.
is interesting because the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor is an old 1926 movie house. It is one of those glorious movie houses. The popcorn is real popcorn, fresh popcorn. The butter is real butter. And they will show a lot of like art house indie films. They'll host concerts, but every Labor Day weekend they show Casablanca. So a lot of times when I've watched Casablanca, I'm watching it on the big screen. And then her husband Todd, who owns the comic shop in Chelsea, Todd has never seen The Wizard of Oz. Now, I don't think I've seen The Wizard of Oz on the big screen, and I actually think I would love to just to go see.
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Caleb, what about you? So, real quickly, going back, what were the movies
Yeah.
as a kid that you watched a thousand times?
Yeah, so I would say the ones that came to mind was the original and the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
I loved like the real one, you know, not the
Yep.
cartoon, but the real life one.
Live action.
Princess Bride, I watched a ton of
Oh, yeah. I'm
over
sorry. I
and
love how we just
over.
described Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as the real one.
Yeah, the
The
real one.
live action.
The live action. Yep. And then the other one is The Labyrinth. We watched The Labyrinth
Oh,
a lot.
yes.
Okay. So David Bowie didn't scare
David, nope. I don't know. I always
you?
that movie was just a fun one. We used to watch that quite a bit. So those were the first three that I thought of like when I was real little. Outside of I used to watch Land Before Time a lot too. That was
Okay.
one of my favorite movies when I was
Caleb, I
really
haven't
little.
seen The Labyrinth.
No?
I've not seen it. Actually, it was on one of my longer lists of
Classic.
movies I haven't seen. Yeah.
Yep.
I want to see it. I love David Bowie.
And that's one that sometimes comes back at like the art house cult, like when they're doing cult Saturday night
Sure.
cult
Yes,
films.
I could see that.
Yeah, Labyrinth is and Jay has actually never been to the Michigan Theater or
No,
the
we need
stage.
to go.
And
Yep.
so I feel like a good classic movie is a good excuse to go because
Yeah.
yes, you can go see something at the multiplex. We watched Superman this past weekend. Jay, I almost texted you, but I figured you and Katie were probably like, you know, enjoying your child-free existence.
Oh, stop it. You should have.
But I was like, I'm going to see Superman. So I went Sunday night because it was like the last evening show that they had. I don't know if they're still
Yeah.
doing it this weekend. They only sort of update their movie schedule like on Thursdays. So it's like some might hold over, some might not. But it's a great nonprofit organization that I love going to. So
Yeah. Yep.
nice.
Cool.
Nice.
Right, so should we jump into it then? This
Well, we already got two
was
honorable mentions,
yeah.
Willy
Yep.
Wonka and Labyrinth.
There you go.
Yes, love it. So this was my topic, so I guess I'll go first. And Rob, you touched on it with Julie. My number five is also Casablanca.
Oh,
1942, Humphrey Bogart, Ingrid Bergman. This was one that you'd see on TV on all the, Turner Classic Movie channels and stuff, and it never drew me in. It was just like one of those where it blended in with every other black and white movie. And so I want to watch it now, and I'm not even sure where I could watch it. I just need to look, but
Labor Day
this is.
weekend at the Michigan Theater.
Let's go.
Right. Caleb
Let's
and Corey
go.
come to
Let's do
visit. I
it.
think we're all going to
Let's do
go and
it.
then we'll
I
pop
think
two
it's meant to
cherries at
be.
once.
Yep. I love it. Number five.
So
Yep.
it's funny because our friend Denise talks about this. There is a moment in the movie that she mentions where she cries every time. So the story, of course, you know, Casablanca is Morocco. Nazi occupied, and then there's the French resistance because it was originally a French colony. And you meet Humphrey Bogart, who had a romance with Ingrid Bergman in Paris. But then the occupation begins and they get scattered and separated. And when she returns, Ingrid Bergman is with another person. And it is actually a great film. And the moment where Denise cries is when there's a patriotic moment for the French. And I'm not gonna lie, like it's a great moment. It's like you kind of want to stand up and cheer, right? You know, anytime someone fights Nazis, I think it's a great
Yeah,
thing.
does the right thing. Yeah.
And
Yep. Cool. Well, I'm looking
unfortunately, they're
forward
back,
to
right?
that.
Caleb, have you seen Casablanca? Are we going to be popping your cherry too, or what?
I've
Let's
never seen
go.
Casablanca.
Let's do
Nope.
it. Motherfucking Christ, folks.
So it's on. So, like, as one of my honorable mentions, it says most old movies, like most old
Okay.
popular famous movie. I've never watched them.
Just
If it's in the
missed it.
40s or black and white, never saw it.
I will say Citizen Kane is actually a
I've
really good movie
seen,
as its
I,
own.
yeah, I've seen Citizen Kane and I did enjoy that. It was very good.
Well, I think we know what we're doing Labor Day weekend in Ann Arbor, Michigan, folks.
Yep. I think so. So that was my number five. Caleb, what was your number five?
Yeah, my number five is one that I really, it's supposedly one of the best movies ever. I have no interest to really watch it and have never tried to watch it. And that's The Godfather,
Okay.
1972 crime movie. Al Pacino, Marlon Brando, James Caan, you know, all the people. Never watched it. Never seen it. Don't really have a desire to watch it. Just not, yeah, just never even tried.
Do you like mafia movies in general? Have you liked movies like that?
Some of them, like I like the like my favorite mafia, if it's a mafia movie, is American Gangster. Like that's
Okay.
probably my favorite
Okay.
one.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, that's not usually my like go-to as far as, you know, genres of film. So
Yeah. I
yeah.
think just part of the only reason to watch it is maybe just for some of the quotes and just to understand some of the references and like sleeping with the fishes and stuff like that.
Sure. Yeah.
But I agree, it's not like, you know, I don't know. I think it's iconic. I love it, but I guess I can understand why someone would not be into that because it can be a little dry or a little slow at times.
I have seen Godfather 1, Godfather 2. I've never seen Godfather 3.
That was a
And
good
I will
place to
say,
stop.
when I did watch those movies, I watched Godfather 1 and 2. So the crime genre, the mob genre is not really my favorite genre. I've
Sure.
seen Sopranos. I'm just going to jump ahead. My number five was Goodfellas. I've never seen Goodfellas.
There you go. They go well together.
Right. And so like crime, like the heist movies I love, but
Sure.
mafia movies, not so much. I mean, it's not my go-to genre. It tends to be a lot about like families, specifically Catholic families. It tends to be a
Yeah.
lot of this Italian, it tends to be a lot of this like machismo. And then it always
Yeah.
ends up with like a big shootout. Like Heat is a well-made movie and I saw it once, but it's not one that I would return to, you know?
Okay.
And I'm glad I saw Godfather 1 and 2. Maybe I might return to them, but I only saw them once and I haven't returned to them. So I kind of
Sure.
understand where you're coming from, but like the crime genre, the mob genre is just not my thing.
Yeah, I was debating between Goodfellas or Godfather because I haven't seen either of them. So,
Sorry, Godfather or which one?
Goodfellas is
Goodfellas,
your
right.
number
Yeah.
five,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So fun fact, I did shoot a movie with Ray Liotta. I was like a featured extra. I was like a recurring police
Really?
detective. It was filming in Detroit, and it was summer of 2010, and there was this one moment we're on the top floor of the Masonic Temple, which in the movie is called Street Kings 2 Motor City. It's a sequel. It's like it was a direct-to-video sequel to another kind of crime movie called Street Kings, which I've never saw the first one, and I only watched the second one because it's Detroit, and I knew a lot of the people involved.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes, right? And I was looking for myself because that's what you do. There was a moment. It was super hot, and it's not air conditioned on the top floor in July 2010. And we get up there. Ray Liotta was like yelling at the director. He couldn't understand why he had to wear a jacket. It was too fucking hot. And he like threw his prop cell phone at like this poor young costume girl. And they just wrapped the film. So like even though we were only there for like on the set for like an hour or two, And we got paid to full pay. And then, like, there was this guy that I kind of met on that film set that, like, he and I went off and had dinner or lunch. Anyways. But yeah, it was just interesting. And I was, that was the only, like, really bad celebrity behavior I've ever witnessed, throwing something at someone. And another person who was in that movie and in Scream 4 with me, he was a recovering alcoholic, and he just sort of like spotted it right away. He was like, yeah, Ray Liotta's an alcoholic. And Ray Liotta apparently was an alcoholic and has now passed away, but it was just really interesting to witness. So yeah, sort of Goodfellas adjacent. Again, crime movies, they suck.
I went through a phase where I'd seen all of those, and they're all, you're right, Rob. They all kind of had to have the same story arc. I liked it for a while, and I agree. I'm not really into it nowadays, but yeah, super interesting. All right, so we're on to number fours. My number four is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. John famous John Hughes directed movie came out in 1987 with Steve Martin and John Candy. This was
Takes place
rated
at Thanksgiving.
R. Yeah, it takes place at Thanksgiving. This was rated R. So yeah, it's like a it's a, it's a seasonal. It's a seasonal movie. But yeah, so it was rated R. It came out in 1987. I was 6 years old. So probably by the time I was wanting to watch it, I was 7 or 8 years old. And so it was always one of those just that was kind of off limits to me as a kid. And so then as I got to become an adult, I just missed it and was watching other things. But I love John Candy and I love Steve Martin and I love John Hughes and so I need to watch this. I just haven't. So that's my number four.
Nice. I don't think I've watched it all the way through. I think I've seen like, the first bit and then the middle and the end all at like different parts, but I don't think I've ever watched it from beginning to end in one sitting.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've seen it on before, but I don't know that I would have recognized it as this movie. I just know I've seen it in places. But yep. So that was my number four. Caleb, what was your number four?
My number four. This is a movie that I actually want to watch. I just have never gotten around to watching it. I don't know why, I just never have, and it's Schindler's List.
Okay.
Obviously
Well,
came out
I
in
think we could see
I
why you
know
would want to.
why. Sure.
Yeah, that's not exactly the Netflix and chill film.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Yeah.
No.
That's part of it.
It's
Yeah, but
a
I
one
hear
and
it's an
doner.
incredible movie, that
It
it's
is
great, and I would love to see it.
powerful.
I feel like I just need to be in the right kind of mood, which I don't know when that mood will happen, but so far it hasn't. But yeah, it would be definitely, I know it's an incredible movie and one
Yeah.
that I need
It
to
brings up an
watch one
interesting
day.
question. It's like, what is the better Holocaust film to kind of watch, right? Like that, because that is kind of a genre. Nikki Glaser famously at the Golden Globes this past July or January had a great joke about Adrian Brody because he was nominated for The Brutalist and then he had previously been in The Pianist, right? And she's like, and there we are, two-time Holocaust survivor Adrian Brody.
That's good.
So it is a genre, and I don't
For
know.
sure.
What is I mean, I guess one of my favorite kind of I don't know. That's not really a Holocaust film. It's more of a World War II film. But like Inglourious Basterds is kind of. But
I was gonna say Jojo Rabbit. That was a good one too.
oh, so that's one I have not seen.
With Scarlett Johansson. Yeah, that's a good one.
But yeah, Schindler's List is not, I mean, you like at this point, right? Like it feels like it's homework, right?
Sure.
Like to check it off the list and say I've seen it. I mean,
Sure.
Steven Spielberg is of course is a great director. And it is a very moving film, but I remember rewatched it in freshman year of high school in 1994, 1995. So I saw it in a classroom. So it is kind of homework, but it was a powerful film. Not
It
gonna it,
was.
there, There's nothing to deny it, right?
Yeah, I was surprised it never came up in like school or anything like that. You know, like a history class or something,
Oh,
but
I see what
it
kind of
never
school you went
did. So, yeah,
to.
right. Exactly.
All right, so that was your number four, Caleb. What about you, Rob? What's yours?
All right, so my number four is a movie that is a cult favorite that is frequently brought back to your art house cinemas. And it has a cameo appearance by a musician of mine who is one of my favorites. It is The Big Lebowski. Oh. I've never seen The Big Lebowski. A lot of people sometimes assume that my boss, Jeff Daniels, is Jeff Bridges. I know it's funny actually when I was reading about the film, I was trying to ask myself, why have I not seen The Big Lebowski? So the favorite musician who appears in it is Amy Mann. I'm a huge Amy Mann whore. Like I listen to all her music, seen her at tons of concerts. She has a quote that everyone tells me, and they're like, "We're nihilist, right?" Right. So she's kind of doing the mocking thing. I don't know why I never saw it. I think it might have been when it came out. I might have been really busy in college, but so it just sort of missed me, and I don't think I knew what it was. It's also I just realized today. I actually had to ask I'm like, "Who directed this film?" It's a Coen Brothers film. They're not my favorite, right? Like I've seen Raising Arizona and Fargo. Coen Brothers movies are not something I really go to. But I saw that it was sort of loosely based on Raymond Chandler, who is a noir writer who is famously the writer of The Big Sleep. One of my favorite noir books is Farewell, My Lovely. So to be honest with you, reading that is sort of based on Raymond Chandler, like that became the hook for me. Now this is a movie that like I actually would love to see. And I just haven't.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's fun. It's been a long
Okay.
time. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah. All right. So
The
that
dude
was
abides.
the
The dude abides.
That's right.
Yeah, that was my number four.
That was your
The Big
number four.
Lebowski.
All right, so we're on to number threes, and my number three came out when I was 11 years old, and that was A Few Good Men, with Tom Cruise, Jack Nicholson, Demi Moore, you can't handle the truth, quote, famous quote. It was I was looking at the poster for it, the movie cover for it, and it's just three naval officers, and it's Tom Cruise, Jack Nicholson, and Demi Moore. And it's got like a judge gavel on it and the American flag, hanging behind them, sort of thing. And it was like was not into military stuff at that point in my life, I guess. And it's interesting because like Katie and her family are all into like that sort of stuff, like the whole, Jack Ryan, all of the espionage and, war, military thrillers and stuff like that. And I would only really only see the big things like the Top Guns, the big cinematic movies. And I don't and I and I guess this was that, but it just hit me at the wrong time, I guess. And so I still have not seen it.
I
But
wouldn't count it like as like a big cinematic movie like Top Gun. I think the question is, I would ask yourself, do you like Aaron Sorkin? Some people do, some people don't. Like West Wing, The Newsroom. Aaron Sorkin wrote, it was a stage play, and then he wrote the screenplay for it. And that's sort of what led to Aaron Sorkin doing things like The West Wing and The American President, with
I like that stuff. I just don't like the volume of it that is out there. I like to pick and choose the good stuff, but I'll
And
watch
the
one of
other thing
those.
too is like, do you like kind of more legal, like the big showdown in a courtroom, right? Like that's the kind of genre. Like it would be like a Martin Van or
I do like I appreciate that, but again, I don't like it all the time.
So if it's not your thing, it's not your thing, and I think that's okay,
So cool. All right, Caleb, what's your number three?
So my number three, I feel like my outside of The Godfather, all of the ones on my list are movies that I want to watch and just have never watched that seems like everyone else has watched. And this one definitely falls into it. I watched a lot of other movies that this director has made, but his first one, which is maybe his most famous one, I never got around to seeing, and that's Pulp Fiction.
That's not his first one. I
Is
had a
that his first
feeling.
one?
I had a feeling you were gonna say this because I was thinking. I was like, "Reservoir Dogs." I'm like, "Really? Reservoir Dogs?" Like, no. So, Pulp Fiction is his second one.
Is it
Reservoir Dogs
after?
is his first one.
I was thinking Reservoir Dogs was after Pulp Fiction. I got the order wrong. Okay. Yeah, so I've never I've seen other Quentin Tarantino movies. I like the actors that are in this movie. I hear it's an incredible movie. I hear it's one that you definitely need to watch, and I just have never gotten around to watching it. I've seen like clips and things like that, here and there. Obviously, being alive, you know certain things about it. You always see the funny memes of Samuel L. Jackson in this movie and stuff, but I've never actually sat down and watched the film. So one day I will, one day. But
So you do like Tarantino films sometimes? Which
dismissed
ones
it.
do you like?
I liked Reservoir Dogs. I don't remember. I think I watched both volumes of Kill Bill. I know I definitely watched the first one,
Oh, so
and
good.
I'm pretty sure I watched the second one.
Is it too soon to show that to Vivian? Because I really want to show her Kill Bill. Yeah, that's
I
a
mean, yes, yeah. Wait
thought.
till she's 15.
There's a little bit of blood and violence
A
in it,
little bit. Gratuitous, a little gratuitous.
yeah, a little
The
bit.
terror of like being buried alive and say, wiggle your
Oh
damn
my God.
finger.
Yeah, that. I forgot about that. Thank you, Rob.
The snake.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen that
Daryl
movie in a
Hannah
while, but
loses a fucking eyeball. Like, and it gets
oh
squished on
God.
Uma Thurman's toes.
Yeah.
Squished.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah,
Not
no.
yet.
Until she's 60.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So
No,
yeah, it's one I want to watch, but I just have never watched it.
So if you like Reservoir Dogs or you like Kill Bill, I think you'll be in good hands with Pulp Fiction.
Yes,
John
definitely.
Travolta's character, Vincent Vega, is the cousin of Michael Madsen's character in from Reservoir Dogs. And it is very much all in that kind of thing. It definitely touched something. It's actually a great lead in to my number three. I'm just like totally
Love
piggybacking
it.
off you. So,
Great minds think alike.
Yes, I guess, right? So my number three is not a Tarantino film. My number three is a film that I didn't see because I had discovered Tarantino at that point in my life. So I'm 16 years old, and I'm now like hardcore into like David Lynch and Nine Inch Nails and David Bowie and Quentin Tarantino because I saw Pulp Fiction in 1995 at a dollar cinema when we used to have those. And so my boss comes into my office, and it's like one of the first times he's really kind of sort of meeting me. We met before, but like we're having like a real serious conversation. And he said, "I wrote this play because I wrote it for the people who've seen Dumb and Dumber. You know, when you were 16, you Dumb and Dumber." And I had to look at him, and I had to say, "I've never seen Dumb and Dumber." That was 3 years ago, and I still have yet to see Dumb and
That's
Dumber.
so impressive. It's so
So.
impressive.
Because he was kind of making fun of like the New York critics who like wear their black turtlenecks and they go, phew. And I'm like, oh, I'm wearing a black turtleneck on stage. And I looked at him, I was like, he's like, "You've never seen Dumb and Dumber?" I said, "No, I've at that point I had gone into like this hardcore art house cinema like film.
Too lowbrow.
Honestly, yeah. Well, but also I didn't really care for Jim Carrey comedies in the like early to mid 90s. So he had done like Ace Ventura, The Mask, and I'm forgetting a third one.
Well, it's the third one. Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and
Anyway,
Dumber would
so
be the third one.
well, no, there was like three before Dumb and Dumber,
Yeah, there
and
was another one.
like there was it's not my thing, right? So I like Jim Carrey, like once he started doing like the Truman Show, and I think we all talked about Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind,
Yes, love that movie.
recently,
One of my
right?
favorites.
Yeah, so like, I like when comedy actors can do serious things because I still think they bring something really interesting to it. But I did not care for, I guess you guys are right. It's Ace Ventura, then The Mask, and then Dumb and
Dumb and
Dumber.
Dumber.
And then like Batman Forever, Cable Guy, and Liar
Oh,
Liar.
Cable Guy. Yep.
That's not my thing. So it was mostly because of Jim Carrey is what kind of kept me away from seeing
Sure.
Dumb and Dumb. And I'm also not really a Farrelly Brothers fan that much. Like,
Oh.
there's something about Mary Was Okay. I've seen it. Like, I did laugh at a few things, but it's
Sure.
not my kind of humor.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
get it.
So because
Yeah.
I saw Pulp Fiction, I didn't. So because I saw Caleb's number three, Pulp Fiction, I did not see my number three, Dumb and Dumber.
Yep. There you
Do
go.
you like that kind of dumb, silly humor? Is that kind of your thing or no?
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm more, much more of like the erudite kind of dialogue, snappy dialogue, which is
Gotta.
why I like Sorkin's films. So, like, again, if you like Sorkin films, A Few Good Men is a great choice. But if you don't, then that's okay, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, then you're probably not missing much if you don't like that dumb, silly
Yep.
comedy humor,
Yeah.
but
Cool. All right, so that was your that was our number threes.
I like breezy grenade.
Yeah, I love it. My number two is was your number, I think it was your number four, Big Lebowski, which was,
Okay.
yeah. I had to kind of hold back. I mean, I don't have a whole lot to say about it, but yeah, this one came out in 1998, so I was 17, 18 years old when this was out. I even worked at Blockbuster for a while when this was like popular, and I
Yeah.
still didn't see it. I mean, I guess I just thought it was just this weird hippie bowling movie.
Right.
And I still think that's what it is. But you know, there's all the quotes, the dude abides and all that, that, you know, people talk about it and then they laugh about it, and I always have to just be the guy who's just kind of like nodding and
Pretending.
smiling. Yeah,
Oh,
pretending like,
I totally have done that with Big
sure. Oh
Lebowski.
yeah, I do that all the time. So yeah, missed it. All the same reasons as you said, Rob. I do want to watch it. I love John Goodman and Jeff Bridges and Julianne Moore, and I like those people. So I think I will like it, but just never saw it. So we got another movie night when it's at, you know, whatever theater.
That
Caleb,
definitely
what
has a
was your
pretty big
number?
cult following.
Yeah.
My number two
Yep.
is the newest film on my list. Well, that's not true because my number one is even newer, I think. But a very popular film that came out not too long ago that I felt like everyone watched and raved about and said it was an incredible movie, and I really didn't have any desire to watch it. But now I feel like maybe I need to go back and watch it. And it's La La Land. I've never seen La La Land. I've heard it's great. I've heard it's a really good musical. It's fun. It's all of these things. I don't know much about it. I've never watched it. It just never came across my radar at that point in time. You know, I mean, we love musicals. I watch a lot of them, but yeah, just one that I never got around to watching or seeing.
Well, when you do finally get to see it and you love the soundtrack, you can borrow my vinyl.
Okay.
It's a
Okay, so
favorite
Jay,
of
you're a fan
ours.
of La La Land.
What's that?
You're a fan of La La Land.
Yeah, I liked
Yeah.
it. Yeah, it was fun. It was very just like just fun.
Yeah. So I this is a handful of movies where I've done this. So it's January. It's cold in Boston. And just a few months prior, I had been to LA and I had been in the Griffith Observatory. And so I go to see La La Land in the afternoon. Then I go to treat myself to sushi. And then I turned right around and bought an evening ticket to see La La Land.
Yeah,
Twice
I would have done that
in
too.
one day. And I have done that before a couple of times. It's kind of like riding
Yeah.
Space Mountain twice in a row, right? Like,
Yep.
I did love La La. So, you know, I saw it those two times and I did love it and I liked the soundtrack. Patsy and Paul, who famously did Dear Evan Hansen,
Yep.
music for The Greatest Showman, they both went to school at the University of Michigan. They're going to be EGOT winners very, very soon,
Oh, yeah.
if not already. They've definitely won the Tony and an Oscar. They also did the music for this third season of Only Murders in the Building. This Meryl Streep has a great song called Look for
Oh.
the. Because they're doing it's kind of a murder at a Broadway show, so they did the songs for that. great songwriters, love them. Don't care for Dear Evan Hansen, but they are good songwriters. But yeah, no, that movie is, but I've saw it twice and I actually haven't seen it since. Like I
Since
sort of like
theater.
absorbed all of it and then I just it has stayed with me. So
Nice.
love that movie. Cool. So that was you, Caleb. Rob, what was your number two?
Well, once again, I'm piggybacking off of Caleb. My number two is a musical. My number two is my oldest film. And it's one where everybody is a little bit gobsmacked, having sort of been Broadway adjacent in my life.
Oh, I think I know it.
What do you think it is?
Is it The Sound of Music?
Fucking Sound of Music. I
Oh,
have never seen The Sound of Music. Apparently it's one of those ones that like airs on TV all the time. It's not one that my
yeah.
parents would like watch, right? So I didn't grow up in a Sound of Music household.
Sure.
We talked about loving movies where you stand up to the Nazis. This is one of
Yeah.
them. I haven't seen this. If I do go see this, I will go see this eventually. And the Michigan Theater tends to do it at Thanksgiving time, but they do like a sing-along version where everyone in the audience can sing along. I don't want to
Oh,
experience that.
yeah.
I
No, don't
would
do that.
if I do watch The Sound of Music, I think I would like to be in a proper movie house, where you could see it.
I actually did not see this movie until probably only 15, 10 years ago, either. And I will say it holds up. Like it's a good movie. I mean, I love Julie Andrews anyway. And so I think you will like it. But yeah, that's a good one. That's a big blind spot
Yeah, I feel like
there.
the my first like Goodfellas, Big Lebowski, Dumb and Dumber. Some people could argue that those are like,
Sure.
yeah, okay, sorry, I understand.
I get
Sure, The
it.
Sound of Music is one where I look at people. It's like I feel like I drop my stock drops a little bit. My number one choice, my stock actually like crashes the fucking marketplace. So I'll save that for that. But yeah, coming off the heels of Caleb with musical choices, his number two is La La Land. My number two is The Sound of Music.
Okay. All right, so we're on to our number ones. This is the one, Rob probably already knows it. This is the one that it's been brought up in the group of friends here in town that is just crazy that we've never seen it. Love the board game. Love the people in it. And it but it came out in 1985 and that's the movie Clue. I know I've seen it on TV before, and I love movies and theater. I love, mystery. I love, the whole Sherlock Holmes type stuff, but just never saw this. Just missed it. So that's my number one.
I'm sitting here with flames on the side of my face,
That
heaving flames.
was one of the quotes that came up, and I have no idea what that's referring to.
I've never seen it either. So I'm with you. That could be an honorable mention for
So
me.
real quickly, I will say we actually, I think the very first time I did a podcast episode, we talked about fictional places. I said I wanted to live on the Clue game board.
Yes,
So,
that's right.
Clue is a great movie. Tim Curry, Eileen Brennan, flames on the side of my
Christopher.
face. Christopher
Oh,
Lloyd,
yeah.
Madeline
Madeline
Kahn. Sorry, yes, thank you.
Kahn.
Right, if you saw, Young Frankenstein, Mel Brooks movies, you know
Yep.
Madeline Kahn,
Yep.
Leslie Ann Warren. I mean, it's just Michael McKean. It's a great comedy. I would actually recommend a pairing. I would say watch Clue, and then 10 years prior to that is a comedy murder mystery that is might sort of be canceled because Peter Sellers does kind of a yellow face impression, but it's called Murder by Death, and it's a
Murder by
similar slapstick comedy. So Murder by Death and Clue, those two like back to back would make a great like rainy Saturday night in November.
All right.
They're just spectacular comedy films, and if you love a good murder mystery, like Manor House mystery, like everyone's trapped in a house together, like
Yeah.
that,
Yep.
yeah, film.
Sure.
The
Okay.
whole Knives Out series, like I love those, and
Yep.
yep. But okay, so that was my number one. Caleb, what's your number one?
Okay, my number one is because of you, Jay, and maybe Rob. I don't know if you're a big I know you're a big comic book fan, but I don't know if you're a big Marvel comic book fan. I have never seen Avengers Endgame ever. Never watched it. Watched the first Avengers. I haven't watched a single Avengers since then.
Keep going though.
I
Keep
could
going.
probably
List
put.
off all the rest of them you haven't seen.
You want me to go all of them that I haven't seen?
Yeah.
Well, any of the Avengers I haven't seen. I haven't seen
Guardians of the
Guardians of the
Galaxy.
Galaxy 1, 2, or 3. I haven't seen most. I've seen the first Thor, I think.
The
So
first
many.
like
There's
what about like Ant-Man, Spider-Man,
never seen Ant-Man.
Doctor
Nope.
Strange?
Nope. Never seen it.
Some of those, wait, hold on, Jay. You could skip some of those. Ant-Man, you can skip. Doctor Strange,
What
you can
about
skip.
Black Widow?
Thor 1 and 2, you
Nope.
can
Never
skip.
saw
I've
Black
skipped
Widow.
Black Widow.
Did you see
I
Iron
s
Man?
got the very first one and the second one.
Iron Man 2,
I've seen
okay.
those. Yep.
Okay, all right, I'll allow it.
I've seen Black Panther, obviously.
Yep.
So I feel like I've seen the good ones and missed out on although I hear Endgame is the best Marvel movie and I've never
Did you
seen
see
it.
any of the Captain Americas?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh,
So of the
you
Marvel
haven't seen
film,
Winter Soldier?
yeah, Winter
Nope.
Soldier, I think, is my number one. Well, no, my number one is Black Panther. My number two is Winter Soldier. The Marvel output is such that, especially lately, ever since Endgame, I've kind of allowed myself to skip a lot of Marvel movies.
Sure. Yep.
So I've been kind of picking and choosing, and actually the really post-Endgame, the only post-Endgame thing for Marvel that I absolutely loved was WandaVision and then Agatha all along.
Did you see
But
those?
nope.
How
Nope.
about Loki? No Loki?
Hey, if it makes you feel good, I watched the new Superman. I saw that. Me and Jameson watched that. It was a good one.
Nice.
I
I don't
enjoyed
think
it.
you hadn't seen
Yeah.
it when Jay and I talked about it, right? And
Nope. What did
for the
you?
record, I am a DC guy over a Marvel.
Okay. I thought it was great. I mean, I watched the first Superman movie with what's the dude the most
Christopher Reeve?
recent?
Or
No, well, I've seen that, yes.
Henry Cavill?
Henry, yeah. So I saw that first one and I didn't think he was a great Superman. I didn't enjoy it. So I was like, I don't need to watch any of the other ones, so I didn't. This
Good
was the
choice.
first one that had me intrigued, like, oh, this could be a good one. And Jameson really wanted to go, so we watched it. And I thought it was a great movie. I thought it was excellent,
Did he
well
like it?
done. He loved it. Yep. In fact,
Good.
the part of the reason Avengers Endgame is on here is he has said since Superman, he's like, we need to start watching the comic book movies, like Marvel movies and all that. And I said, I will. So he's watched a couple, but not many. I mean, I don't know how many there are,
Oh, well, I don't think
325
you
or
have to
whatever it
limit
is,
yourself to
but
the Marvel Cinematic Universe. If, okay, maybe our next.
no, I'm not. No, but he just said he wants to watch, kind of start watching some of those films. So yeah, we
Yeah.
can do it. So
All
we'll get
right.
there.
I've already have just from the last two like few minutes here, I've had like an
Yeah.
idea for what next week's episode could be.
Awesome.
We could do like your top five dream like movies that you would like do a showing of, screening of, and invite your friends.
Oh, yeah, like a
Okay.
festival, like if you were doing a
Yeah.
movie festival,
Like your
yeah.
own movie festival, right?
Yep.
And then I also, I
Good
mean, maybe our
idea.
next one could be like your top five superhero films, because I would love to actually cultivate a list for you, but I wouldn't just limit yourself to like the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I think Spider-Man 2 with Tobey Maguire is excellent, although
Yeah.
I do
I've
love
seen
all
that.
three Tom Holland films.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of fun to go out. I mean, I would actually include The Incredibles as a comic book movie, even though
Oh,
it's
for
not
sure.
based on a comic book.
Yep.
You know, so like I think it could be really interesting if we did like our top five comic book movies.
Yep.
So
That'd be fun.
Yeah, because I watched a lot
Let's
of the
write those
older
down.
ones, but the newer ones I haven't watched. Like I watched the original Hulk, well, not the original Hulk, but the newer redone
Yep.
Hulk. I saw that one. I saw Iron Man. I saw every Spider-Man movie. that but I well, until or
Tom
with Tobey Maguire. I
Yeah,
saw
Tobey
Tobey
Maguire's
Maguire's,
Spider-Man.
is it needed three or four? I don't remember how many
It's
he did.
three, yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay. So I saw three of those. I mean I watched a lot of them, but then they just got there were so many and I just couldn't keep up and I was like it's too much. And once you get so far down, you're like, forget it. It's not, I'm never going to catch back up. So.
Yeah, I get it. That's how I felt, getting like into Game of Thrones. We got into Game of Thrones in like season six or something like that, and it just felt like overwhelming to get caught up.
It's not fun actually, right? Like there's a couple of
No.
shows like Bad, Game of Thrones, The Wire. All three of those are ones that I hadn't gotten into because it feels like I'd have to do so much homework to get into.
Sure.
It's I can kind of appreciate it. Like something like Ted Lasso now, I'm actually hesitant to recommend it to some people if they've never started because they'd be like,
There's
oh,
a
I gotta watch
lot.
3 years. Yeah, I kind of get it. There is a fatigue to it when consuming content feels like you have to eat your vegetables and it's like doing homework, then it's not fun anymore.
All right, so that was your number one, Caleb.
My number one, yep.
Okay.
Okay,
Rob, it
Suji,
leaves
remind me your
you.
number. What was your number one?
Clue.
Clue.
Clue. And then we did Avengers Endgame. Okay, so this one is a classic. This is one that will cause my stock to drop faster than Black Monday and the Depression. It is a depressing movie from what I thought, and that's why I haven't seen it. It's The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
I actually
it's
love
so
Rita Hayworth.
good.
I actually love Rita Hayworth films. But
Oh.
I have never seen The Shawshank Redemption, and everyone is actually stunned. And what's interesting is like the number of people when I say this to like in a large group, like people who are like have very different tastes from each other, they all turn to me and they're like, "No, it's a really good film."
It is.
It's a universe. It like it's universally loved. I love that movie.
And I'm not
It's a good
sure
movie.
why I like to say it passed me by. I'm
It
trying to
passed
remember
me by too.
when did it come?
I want to say like 97 or 98.
Oh, it came out in 94.
I was
Okay.
gonna say I thought it
Oh,
was older than that.
earlier. Okay. Yeah, I didn't see it until I didn't see it until probably when Katie and I were dating also, and I told her I hadn't seen it, and she slapped me upside the face and said, "We're watching it tonight."
Oh no, Katie said last week that she'd be driving. Is she gripping the steering wheel right now?
She might be.
She
She might be.
might have pulled over. She might have needed to
Yeah.
pull over.
She's pulling out, she's turning around and coming to
lands on
find
the
you
side
at
of her
work.
face, heaving heavy.
She's gonna walk right into your office at work.
Yeah, it's okay, well, so it's interesting. I literally just pulled up Wikipedia and it says while The Shawshank Redemption received critical acclaim upon its release, popularity for its story and performances of Robbins and Freeman, it was a box office disappointment,
It
only
was,
earning only $16 million during its initial theatrical run. Many factors attributed to its failure at the time, including competition from films like Pulp Fiction and Forrest Gump, the general
Oh, yeah.
unpopularity prison films, its lack of female characters, and even the title, which was considered confusing for audiences. So I will say, I think actually that's true. Like, I actually loved Pulp Fiction. I'm sorry, I'm going to defend the fact that 14-year-old me loved Forrest Gump. It'd be interesting to watch it again
Yeah.
if I did enjoy it. But 14-year-old me, like prison films are not kind of like
Yeah,
prison
called
films.
Shawshank Redemption. What does that even mean?
So it's not a genre that I dip my toe into. So I guess that's and at 14 I didn't have a car to drive myself to go see a movie, so that may be why it passed me by.
It's true.
It's
That's
definitely one
true.
worth watching though. It's a good movie for sure.
I'll say
Excellent
this,
movie.
and I would watch that one. And unlike Sound of Music, I think I'd be comfortable watching it from home. So I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, you should.
I don't think it's one that needs a huge theatrical
Scream.
production to
Yeah.
enjoy it.
Yeah.
Um,
Yep. It's a good story. Yep.
yeah.
Cool. Well, that was our top five new movies that everyone else has seen that we haven't.
I have to say, I don't think I think we did a good job of like I don't feel like there were any that were sort of like, oh my God, you have to, like, what the fuck is wrong with
Yeah. What would be a movie that would constitute that response?
What, Wizard of Oz?
Was yeah.
I think
The
the
move.
closest we got was your number one, Rob, was The Shawshank,
Shawshank,
I
yeah.
think.
Or and then my
That
number
was,
two, Sound of Music, seems to be, you
yeah.
know.
I get the Sound of Music. I get that if you
Yeah.
hadn't seen it yet. Yeah.
I think
Yep.
some a lot of
Yeah.
people would probably say the same about Godfather for you, but I think like if
Yep.
somebody told you they never saw Star Wars 4 or New Hope,
Yeah,
right?
that'd be
Like
bit pretty
I think
big.
that would be one that would like question people would question whether you're an American citizen.
Sure.
You know, like if you had said Citizen Kane, I kind of would have understood that, right? I didn't get to that one until later in life. Gone with the Wind, I've seen, but it's not like one that I think people need to watch, and it's not quite the of that era. The same year, the director at one point, the directors of Gone with the Wind, Wizard of Oz, kind of got swapped. Of 1939 films, I think The Wizard of Oz is the most impactful in terms of America,
Sure.
especially now with Wicked coming out, you know.
Cool. Well, so do we want to touch on any honorable mentions?
Oh, I have another one
Do
that I
you?
think will make everyone shit their pants.
Yeah, what?
Toy Story.
Yeah,
Never seen
but I
any of
get it.
those.
I mean, I get it. It's an animated movie, but it definitely every one of those makes me cry. It's amazing how Pixar does that.
Oh, I love a lot of Pixar films. I love The Incredibles. I loved
Yeah, you said that. Yeah.
Love Up.
Yeah.
I love
Yes.
Inside Out. Inside Out was another film where I saw it, ate a meal, and saw
Went
it
back and saw it.
again.
You should watch Toy Story. I think you would like it. All right, so I got a few. When Harry Met Sally, never saw that. Never saw Mallrats or Clerks. I never saw The Talented Mr. Ripley. And The Devil Wears Prada. Never saw that. Katie's always mad that I've never seen that.
They're
They're
doing a
coming out with
sequel.
another one.
I said they're filming a sequel right now in New York.
So what about you, Caleb? You got any?
The Greatest Showman. Never saw it.
Yeah, you can skip it.
Just
I
never
do
saw it.
like it.
Never got around to it. The Shining. Never seen it.
Oh, so
I haven't
that's one
seen
I
it.
think people would shit a brick over. The
I've never
Shining.
seen that. I've never seen it either.
Shining is pretty great, and I saw it way too young.
Yeah.
I feel like related, like if somebody said they had never seen Psycho, I feel like that's another
Sure.
one in American genre, right?
And then I just, because I didn't want to list them out, I just put most old movies like
Yeah.
Casablanca, never saw it. Citizen Kane, never saw it.
A
I did
Streetcar Named Desire.
never saw that.
Oh, you can
Singing
skip
in
the
the
film.
Rain, never
The
saw that.
Maltese
Hold
Falcon.
on, real quickly. No, Streetcar Named Desire, I would say, like, if you ever get a chance to experience the story, go see the stage play. They
Okay,
did some
yep.
editing of things because of the Hays Code. The Hays Code was famously, you know, it kind of regulated the fact that like good guys or bad guys had to be punished.
Oh, yep.
Guys always had to prevail. Homosexuality was kind of like hidden, and it was written by Tennessee Williams, and so Blanche kind of comes off as crazy because her husband is gay, but. And then, you know, it's a whole different thing. But Streetcar Named Desire, some of these actually, Caleb, I kind of understand. You know, they're not easy to find on streaming. One of the issues
Right.
that Netflix, I think this is really interesting when they do a study about how, like, what is the oldest movie in some of these content libraries, and particularly Netflix is guilty of it. They had initially when they were licensing content from a lot of the different studios before they. Those studios developed their own streaming platforms. Netflix did have older movies, but right now, today, I think like one of the oldest movies on Netflix is like from the 90s, right? So like
Sure.
you're not going to see things like Sunset Boulevard or The Searchers, or you know, there are a lot of great classic films like a Psycho. It's kind of hard to find. If you had said you'd never seen the original Frankenstein, I mean,
Oh, yeah.
those are some great films. So it's actually getting harder to see some of those older films. I will say the two streaming platforms that I think are best, well, three actually. You have to count Disney, but Disney sort of his own sort of genre thing. But like HBO Max is really good for seeing like what's in the Warner Brothers library. In particular, they have a specific channel that's TCM, the Turner Classic
Turner Classic.
Movies, right? Now that TCM on Warner doesn't include things that are in the MGM library, which is all owned right now by Amazon. Paramount is great for like seeing a lot of older films. Sunset Boulevard is one of my favorite all-time films. Billy Wilder, any Billy Wilder film from that, you know, so he did some like a Hot, Double Indemnity, which is a great noir. My absolute favorite of his is Witness for the Prosecution, Sunset Boulevard, and The Apartment with Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine. And The Apartment is one of those films I love to watch in that week between Christmas and New Year because that's when it takes place. It's hard to watch some of these older films, and but there's a lot of really great films that still hold up.
I have a 50 pack of what is I think is it Warner Brothers. It was all of the Best Picture winners from their whole catalog, and so I've seen a lot of these old ones in that, and they're all on Blu-ray, but they're not obviously they're not like remastered on Blu-ray or anything, but at least I own them and I can, you know, we go back and watch some of them. We've shown Vivian a few.
So Casablanca is Warner. It
Yeah,
did not
we own it.
win Best Picture. You own it. Wait, hold on.
Yeah,
You
I believe
own
I own it
Casablanca.
on Blu-ray. I think I do. I can go check. Or I'll report back. I think we do own it.
Amazing. So if you ever do a studio tour in LA of the Warner lot, the exterior for Rick's American Cafe is one of the few, one of the oldest set pieces at the Warner Brother lot, because it changes often, right? You know, did I stop and get my picture taken at the Stars Hollow gazebo from Gilmore Girls? Yes, I did. The Universal lot is interesting because that's where you get the clock tower from Back to the Future. But yeah, it's Casablanca is a good film, and
All right, we're doing this.
if
Yep. Cool.
Rob,
So,
did you have any other ones? Did you
yeah,
do
did
your
you?
honorables?
I mean, I had Toy Story. I think part of like Toy Story sort of missed me by is because I think at that point, you know, I'm in high school, right? So I think there's certain things that you kind of start. And I unfortunately in my youth I've already seen like Psycho and Pulp Fiction and you know, Blue Velvet. So you know, I kind of left those things behind. Similarly, Harry Potter. I've never seen a Harry Potter or read a Harry Potter. I've seen a Harry and the Hendersons, but never a Harry
Oh
Potter.
yeah. Loved Harry and the Hendersons.
So those are some I think people are always surprised at. Willy Wonka actually was one like that came up. I mentioned loving Billy Wilder films, and I've never seen some like a Hot. I actually don't think I've ever seen a Marilyn. I don't think I've ever seen a Marilyn Monroe film, honestly.
I don't know if I would be able to say I did either.
I mean, and I'm somebody who will go and like watch the films of like Rita Hayworth or Elizabeth Taylor. I've seen like all three of James Dean's films that you're supposed to see. You know, if you liked La La Land and the Griffith Observatory, there's a great scene in Rebel Without a Cause, which is another Warner film that's probably part of your Blu-ray collection that you probably have never seen.
I bet it is. I bet it is. We've seen half of the movies. Cool. Well, I think the only thing we got left to do is decide what we're going to talk about next week. Rob, do you want to decide now or should we wait?
I'm kind of open to the idea of doing the superhero thing,
Okay.
and we can save the other one for later, and then we can always do the film festival, Dream Film Festival one another time.
All right.
So like top five superhero
Yeah,
slash
your
comic
top
book
five
movies,
superhero
what do you want
films,
to
they
put?
don't necessarily have to be based on comic book adaptations. I would argue something like M. Night Shyamalan's what is it? Oh God, what's the one with Bruce Willis? Unbreakable.
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 Great, great,
And
great
the
superhero film. It's a great comic book film that you don't realize until halfway through that you're watching a comic book film. And So
And that's
I
like
was.
a little bit of a series too, isn't it? Because didn't they put
Yeah,
one
they made a
out,
trilogy of it,
a
right?
trilogy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know they made three. I thought they only did two.
There
No.
was one that came out
There's
like
one
in
with
the
like James
last.
McAvoy, and then there was one that
Yes.
was Blast based on Samuel L. Jackson's character.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew the Samuel L. Jackson one. I guess I didn't know there was another. Okay.
More recent, yeah, probably in the last 10 or 15 years. Yeah.
Yeah. The Unbreakable film series, also known as the East Rail 177 trilogy, whatever, nobody calls it that. So
You don't call it
Unbreakable,
that?
no. Unbreakable from 2000. And then in 2016, they did Split, which is James
Split.
McAvoy.
Oh, I didn't realize that was associated with that.
Yeah, Split
Yes.
Personality.
Oh,
And then they
got
all
it.
kind of come together in 2019 for Glass.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember the glass is the one I remember. I didn't realize Split was part of that series.
Man.
Yep. Cool. That'll be fun. That'll be a fun one. We'll talk about some superhero movies. So, are we going individual movies? So like you could potentially list two Spider-Mans if you wanted to, or just going individual movies?
You know, I think, like, don't be greedy and pick like the entire MCU, right? Like
Right.
if these are movies for James, let's, how about this? These are movies for Jameson in terms of he saw Superman. What movies would he w should we direct him
Our
towards?
recommendation list. Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
So answer it toward Jameson.
Yep.
And I promise I won't swear so that he can listen to the.
It.
I
Cool.
realize that tonight I'm like the foulest mouth one here on the call. Great.
Whatever. Whatever. I love it. Cool. All right. Well, I guess we can end it there, guys. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Sounds
All
good.
right.
Yep. See y'all
See
next
ya.
week.
For listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time!